Welcome, everybody. It's so good to see everyone. I'm gonna wait about a minute. We've got a lot of Sacred Depths graduates that are with us for this. We've got about 50 of you. I know not everybody will be here live for our kickoff, but I'll just wait another half a minute before we get started. All right, I'm going to get going and I'll let everyone come in as they get here. It's so good to see all of you. Some of you I have seen recently, some of you I haven't seen for a couple of years, and I'm so happy whether I've seen you recently or it's been a little while. I'm so happy that you're here. If you're not on mute, put yourself on mute for now. So this is our kickoff call for Embody. As I mentioned, we've got 50, just about 50 Sacred Depths graduates that are going to be here with us for this journey. I have been, I'll talk a little bit more about it in a minute. And I think some of you know, I have been dreaming up this program for years. And I have been waiting for the right time and I've been waiting for the right details to drop in to be able to gather who I think are the most incredible people in the world together. And it's finally here. I just got back from a week out of the office. I was in Iceland with my family. And, you know, coming back from vacation, sometimes re-entry can be a little, you know, up and down, but knowing that this was my first call coming back has just kept the re-entry so just exciting for me. So this is our kickoff call. It's probably the shortest call you'll ever have with me. It's only 60 minutes. You know, I like to go longer, but we're going to keep it to 60 minutes today. And this isn't a content call. It's a container setting call. It's an opportunity for us to come together before, you know, the official curriculum of Embody begins and to come together and to set our container and to get ready so that we're ready individually and so that we're ready as a group and a circle. Because in 2 weeks, about 2 weeks, we are going to have our first quarterly retreat. I'll talk more about that in a little bit. So today we're here to connect, to get even more inspired for this journey. My intention is that we're also here today for each of you to get clarity on how you're going to use the program and what you really want out of it. And I'll also be explaining best practices for using Embody and how to get the most out of the program. There are lots of different components, and each one of you are going to want to use it differently. So just to get us started, I'd love for you to put in the chat, if you can remember, maybe you can't remember, what year did you take Sacred Depths? And bonus points if you remember if it was a winter or a spring or a summer. When did you take Sacred Depths? Which cohort were you part of? Cindy, gosh, I can't believe it was already 2021, Cindy, summer. Yep, Linda, I think you were part of that cohort too, but it finished in 23. Same with Kim. Rose was winter 2021. We've got some more recent 22, 23. Emily's all the way back from 2020. And Nicole, I think 2016 or 2017, Nicole. Yeah. Yeah, Dana, I think you were part of the very first one. Awesome. So some of you will recognize each other because you know each other and love each other well, either because you've been in the same cohort or in other programs with me, or you know each other in different ways. And then you'll all get to know each other. One of the most satisfying parts, I always say, of my job is that I get to bring people together and community together. So as we get started, I also want to honor that today is June 19th, and it marks the 158th anniversary of Juneteenth here in the U.S. It's also now known, it's a new holiday. It's now known as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day, and it commemorates the day in 1865 when Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas, and brought news that slavery had been abolished actually more than 2 years earlier. So I love that we're starting on this Freedom and Emancipation Day. So, as you know, in Sacred Depths, and in so many of the different offerings that I teach in, we talk a lot about the myth of perfection, which is so important, right? Not striving for perfection. We also talk about another myth in Sacred Depths, not as much, but also very important, that I want to remind you of. And that is the myth of arrival. And the myth of arrival is the mistaken belief that we ever fully get there and stay there. And then the heavens open up and it's all rainbows and unicorns and we've arrived and it's wonderful forever. The myth of arrival is this idea of, oh, if only I could, right? If only I could get married and then I will have arrived and life will be wonderful forever. Or if only I can make X amount of money and then everything will always be amazing and my business is going to be wonderful from then on. Or if only I reached 1,000 followers or 1,000,000 followers or whatever it is, and then it's going to be smooth sailing from there. Arrival is a myth. None of us, no human on this planet, finally achieves a thing, which is personal or professional, anything, and then miraculously their lives are amazing always after that. But we tend to think that sometimes, right? If only I could, if only I could do this, if only I could do that. That's not to say that achievements aren't wonderful and important. They are, and I appreciate them, and I work towards them, and I sometimes, for better or worse, chase them. But that being said, one of the things about life is about understanding that no other human is better or more valuable or even necessarily happier just because they've achieved something that we haven't achieved yet. They still have their hardships, their crosses to bear. And also life isn't static, right? We get to one place and then it changes. Back to the very first thing we learn in Sacred Depths, we are already whole and complete before, during, and after we achieve anything. We are always whole and complete. And I'm sharing some of this a little bit because it just it's been on my mind. I'm waxing a little philosophical. It's important for us to remember for ourselves and for our clients. But the other reason why I'm sharing about the myth of arrival as we start embody is because the other thing about the myth of arrival for me is that it's about remembering that I am never done when it comes to my learning and when it comes to my embodiment of all that I've learned. And one of the reasons why I know that you are here with me is that you're with me on this, that the road to learning and to mastery, there's no arrival point. I have been working at who I am as a practitioner, at who I am as a leader, at who I am as an entrepreneur, at who I am as a mother, you know, as a wife, as a human being. It's ongoing. Completely ongoing. Oh, hold on. I'm just going to unmute. Okay. It's ongoing. So, and that's really one of the reasons why I created Embody. So I shared in my video about Embody a while back that my original dream for Sacred Depths was that it's not a one-year program, but a multi-year program, so that we would have time and space to be able to go deep with the techniques and the wisdom and the pieces that we learn in Sacred Depths. It's so chock full of so much, as you know. And to really have that time to move from the arriving at the knowing of it, you know, the breakthrough, to the transformation of it, to the deeper embodiment of the techniques and of the lessons. And I've wanted more of that space in Sacred Depths, not just in order to master techniques so that we can use them in our client work, in our one-on-one and in our groups, but so that we can continue to embody the techniques for ourselves, for our own personal use. You know, for me, everything that I share in Sacred Depths are living and breathing for me. I come back to rewiring my beliefs over and over and over again. Sometimes they're new beliefs, sometimes it's back to the old beliefs. I come back to befriending fears over and over and over again. I come back to unlearning the myth of perfection over and over and over again. And all of this helps me not only bring more and more to my work and to my clients, but it also helps me bring more to my business, to show up more for my visibility and my outreach, and to show up more for myself and my family and my friends. And so that's why we're here. To go deeper into the skills that we learned in Sacred Depths, to become more masterful, to get to more of the nuances, to be able to know them more deeply from the inside out. We're also here to be able to hang out with other Sacred Depthers who I think we're the wisest, deepest, most caring people out there. We're here also, you know, in addition to being able to hang out in this way, because we need more spaces like this. Not just because of the exchange of ideas. We need spaces where we get to belong. Belonging is so valuable. We need spaces where we get to honestly and authentically show up and be accepted and be heard and be loved. We need spaces where we can honestly normalize the human experience with all of its messiness and its heartbreak and its triumph, because so often a lot of misery in life is because we think that it's just happening to us or we're the only ones, right? And that's just so not true. And the being together with like-minded people who really, really share these values of depth and integrity and transformation is so valuable as well. We're also here so that you can go deeper into your confidence as a practitioner, your confidence as a leader, your confidence as an entrepreneur, and also for your continued journey as a practitioner who is ethical and in integrity. Especially with all that's happening in the transformational industry. And there's so much wonderful that's happening also, but it's like, I have really seen that we need continual tune-ups in order to not get carried away with some of the things that are just out of integrity. So we're here for that. And so that we can all continue to make the world a better place through our work, through our leadership, through just being who we are. And if you want, this program is also here for you to get support in embodying more of your marketing self and entrepreneurial self. More on that in a little bit. And I'll share, I was a little nervous this morning before we started. First of all, because I always am, right before a new program, you might be as well. But also because I have to admit, more than anyone else out there, I want to impress and dazzle all of you. everything that I do, I like for it. My intention is for it to be epic and to have incredible impact. And it feels important to share at the outset that embody is a different kind of epic. You know how new relationships are really sexy? And then sometimes we feel like long-term relationships, you know, and this is because of culture. It kind of teaches us long-term relationships aren't as sexy, aren't as exciting, you know, all of that. Well, I want to offer to you an opposing point of view. New is definitely sexy, for sure. But what I want to offer for you is that long-term, deep love and commitment and coming back to something that you already know, but getting to know it better and working on it more and getting to the nuances of it and practicing it and becoming masterful at it is even sexier. It's harder work than the new. I think I've been married to John. Oh my gosh, I think we're going to be at 17 years at the end of the summer. And I remember in the beginning, it was like, oh, first date and first this and first that. And it felt like work. But it wasn't until we actually got married that the real work began. And there are moments that it's frustrating and annoying, but that being said, it's this ongoing depth and relationship and coming back and learning more and devotion is what is so much more satisfying, even more satisfying than the newness when we first met each other. So we're here to do that, not just with the sacred depths techniques, but with, how do I want to say this? Like, with all of the wisdom that that comes through and that has come through to carry us forward in our work and in our businesses. So what is embodiment? Embodiment is not just knowing the wisdom, the techniques, how to do the marketing, whatever it is. It's living it. It's breathing it. It's owning it. It's like the difference between a breakthrough and a transformation. So we are here to embody the transformational skills, the business practices, and most importantly, to deeper embody all of who we are and who we're meant to be. All right. I'm going to be talking a bit more, but then I promise I'm going to stop talking and ask you some questions. I want to spend a few minutes sharing about the different components of Embody and best way. There's more than one best way to use this program and to kind of lay it out for you. This is, I like to think of it as a choose your own adventure program. And what I mean by that is that you can use the components in different ways. So some of you are here to go deeper with your transformational skills. Some of you are here to have a container to move forward in your business, to gain confidence for your marketing, for your visibility, and to get coaching and brainstorming on the different pieces and the hows of that. Some of you are here for your own personal growth. Some of you are here for the community. Some of you are here to hang out with me and feel the energy of the container. And some of you are here for all of the above. And you can get all of those pieces through the way the program is set up. So Embody is set up over the 12 months, is kind of divided into four quarters, which will start with our first retreat in the beginning of July. And each of the quarters focus on a different sacred or sacred depths technique or set of techniques, and then an inner piece that goes along with it. So for example, our first quarter, which will be July, August, and September, we're going to focus on embodying the rewiring your negative thought patterns technique. And through the embodying, the learning and the embodying that technique, we're going to go deeper with all of our beliefs of not good enough and not enough, so that we can shift those for our client work, for being able to move forward in our businesses and for ourselves. And we're going to work on embodying all of that in a lot of different ways. So the first piece is each quarter, we're going to kick off with a half day live retreat. If there is only one thing that you can do or do live in this program, if you can make those half day retreats, that's what I would prioritize over everything else. We're going to have 3-4 hours to come together to relearn the technique. So first quarter, the case is going to be the rewiring technique, to practice it, to get to the nuances of it, and then to start rewiring our not good enough. So we're always going to kick off with a retreat. There are going to be lots of sharing and practicing and coaching and instruction in those. And then the next 2 months of the quarter will have follow-up training, but they'll be recorded. So we'll go deeper into the, for example, this first quarter, into the not good enough and the rewiring. We'll do archetype work. Archetype work is going to be woven throughout the program. But so those you can, they'll drop usually on the first Friday of each month, and you can listen to them at your own leisure. If you are here and embody four skills or for your own personal growth, the retreats and then the recorded trainings, those are the things that you want to prioritize. And yes, everything is going to be recorded. Thanks for asking, Brenda. If you want to go deeper with your skills, then I recommend coming to the monthly practice calls. So for every technique that we're going to review and go deeper into the nuances, we're going to have a monthly practice call. That's not going to be with me. It's going to be with Inval, who I think most of you know. If you don't know her yet, she's amazing. And what's going to happen on those monthly practice calls is you'll get paired with a partner and you'll go out to breakout rooms and you'll practice the technique. So two types of embodiment get to happen on these practice calls. Number one, you get to embody the transformational tool, right? Because you get to practice it and you get it to be practiced on you. So you're learning and you'll be sharing and reflecting and all of that. But number two, what you started, the personal work that you started in the retreat. So for example, this quarter, the rewiring, the not good enough, because someone's going to coach you again on that technique, you're going to get to go deeper with it and work more on your own personal rewiring. So it's a great way to practice and to receive and to connect more with the amazing people here and receive wisdom. In order to continue, for example, this first quarter with rewiring, you're also going to have weekly exercises. I'm going to send them out via email. Again, choose your own adventure, optional. But if you want to go deeper with rewiring some different beliefs and really embody the shifts and the changes and tip over to transformation, you've got that extra work there for you. So the other component in the program, there's a few more, is we've got two clinic calls a month. So twice a month, we have their clinic and Q&A calls. So those calls aren't just with Embody members. They're with people who are also in Sacred Depths and Advanced. And those calls are great to come to if you have specific questions on a client case study, on something happening in one of your group programs, if you want some brainstorming on marketing or messaging or anything in your business, or if you want some more coaching on an inner piece from me. You can choose which Q&A calls you come to. Some people don't ever come to any. You could come to one a month. You can come to two a month. You can drop in and ask your question and then leave, however you want to work it. But here's what I'm excited. Here's an additional thing that I'm really excited about for these calls. For those of you that have come to Q&A calls in the past, you know that we've spent the first half hour doing blueprinting for the month. We're going to keep on doing that for one of our monthly calls. So first Q&A call of the month, we're going to spend the first half hour. What are the goals for the month? What are the action steps? Blueprinting that out so that you have that container. The second clinic and Q&A call a month, we're going to be doing something different with the first half hour. We're going to be doing marketing writing. So once a month, we're going to have 30 minutes. I'm going to bring you a writing exercise that is going to be specifically geared towards marketing that you can use for social media, that you can use for brochures, that you can use for newsletters or emails or, you know, whatever it is, sales pages. And I'm going to give instruction and then we're going to get it done together. You're actually going to do the writing in real time. If you want me to, if you have questions on it, you can then ask a question during the Q&A, et cetera. I've done this a little bit here and there. Some of you have been with me as we've done it. So much can get done in the writing time. New ideas will be sparked for social media posts, for newsletter articles, sections of your different marketing pieces will get written. So I'm really, really excited about that. There's some other goodies. I won't get into all the things, but we're going to have things like a challenge every quarter that will have to do with visibility or outreach with clients, you know, some motivation for those of you who are in it for the business piece to kind of pump some extra energy in. As we go along, we're going to have a Facebook group. You all know me very well already. You know that I am here for you. If you have a question, ask it on a call, ask it in the Facebook group, get in touch with me. I'm here to support. I am so invested in your goals and in your success. I'm always here. Please reach out. What else do I want to say? Yeah, along with that, there's so much support here. Get what you need. Get what you need. This is kind of exciting because we're all starting here together, but moving forward, my vision for Embody is that it will be ongoing and you can re-enroll. And every year, obviously in 1 year, we're not going to get to all the sacred depths topics. So every year they'll change. And the idea is as the program grows, we'll be able to add other components to the program as well. I know some of you have told me you love the small group cohort calls. We'll, you know, hopefully be adding those and get it done sessions and things like this. So here's what I want to say about all of this. Embody is $160 a month. And I know for some of you that is not nothing. And also it is very inexpensive in comparison with what you receive through all of this. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is this. I want to invite you to treat Embody like it's at least $500 a month. Take it seriously. What you put in, you'll get out. So if it is helpful to think that you've invested a lot in order for you to show up in the ways that you know are going to be right for you, and that's going to be different for everyone. But if that's what it takes, think of it that way. All right, let me pause here. Any questions about how the program works? Sophie Jane, they should all be in the member center. Caitlin, could you just take a peek and make sure they're there? But they should all be in the member center. Who else? Raise your hand. Let me know what questions you have. What do you want to know before we continue? No questions? All right. I've got questions for you. There are a lot. I might cut some of these, but we're gonna do a lot of journaling right now. First question. what is it for where you are now? What is it that you want most for your client work, for your one-on-one or your group work? What is it that you want most? And what do you want to be different about it? I'll put those in the chat. What is it that you want most for your client work, your group work? What would you like to be different about it? I'll give you another half a minute on that, and I'll add another related question to that mix. If you can, you may or may not have clarity on this, but if it's helpful, what skills do you want to improve or work on or lean into in your client work? What skills do you want to improve or lean on? Lean into or work on in your client work. All right, I'm going to give you a next set of questions. These are about business and leadership. What is it that you want over this next year for your business and your leadership? What is it that you want over this next year for your business and leadership? And then along with that question, what are some of the business and leadership skills that you want to improve or work on or lean into? So skill can be anything from regular newsletter to remembering to include your messaging, really anything. I'm using the word skills there, but what are some of the things you know you want to improve or work on or lean into that will lead to those goals for your business and your leadership? Take another couple moments on that. All right, here's another question. What is your current biggest challenge? What's your biggest challenge right now? Right, just a few more questions. What are 3 to 5 of your biggest celebrations so far this year? And if you want to also jot down how you can use them, how you can leverage those celebrations towards what you want over the next year, take a moment to do that too. Okay. So taking all that I already asked into consideration and all that came through, why are you here? What is your intention for this program for yourself? Why are you here? What is meaningful for you? Okay. And then with that, with why you're here, and you may not know this fully yet, but just so that you can start setting down a foundation for yourself, how is it that you want to show up for the program? And what I mean by that is, are you planning on showing up for everything? Do you know you want to do one clinic and Q&A call a month? Which of the things are going to be most helpful for you? And it might not be everything, right? And that's okay. But it's good to have an intention of which of the things do you want to show up for and how do you want to participate? I got one more question for you. Is there anything that you would like to put into place for yourself so that you have some guardrails for accountability? So that can be anything, right? For example, making sure all of the calls that you want to come to are in your calendar. Maybe making time each week or each month for the homework assignments. Once we get the Facebook group going, maybe for you, a guardrail for accountability is reaching out and finding someone who wants to be an accountability partner. And I'll set that up. I'll give guidelines for that as well so that you have a container. But what is important for you so that you can commit in the ways that you want to? All right. We only have 10 minutes left. Of course, I should have made this a 90-minute call. And I made a big deal of saying it's going to be 60, but we're going to we're going to do this in 10 minutes. I really want for you to have a chance to share some of what's come through and for you to start connecting with some other people here. So I'm going to divide you into breakout rooms. Some of you will end up with two people. Some of you will end up with three. We're going to do this in 8 minutes. So each person about two and a half minutes, just not to share an answer to every question, but anything that wants to be shared. All right. And then we'll come back. We'll have 2 minutes left and we'll have a grand ending, hopefully, to it all. So I'm going to send you off into breakout rooms. And this is just about sharing whatever feels important for you to be seen and heard in terms of what came through in the questions. Enjoy each other.
Just us?
Are you done? It might be because it was just the two of you.
Oh, no, we were very efficient.
We thought we were paying attention to your calls.
And we put blonde hair shoulder length, so it went fast.
So good. Well, I'm going to bring everybody back right now. I'm closing all the rooms. So
good to see you.
So good to see you. And you too, Colleen.
Yeah. I'm so glad we had this time to also meet someone, you know?
I
like to know where everybody's from. I don't know why I'm like fixated on geography. My daughter's generation, and they're like, I don't know where that person's from. I'm like, isn't that the first question you ask? But apparently not in this current generation.
Yeah. It's interesting. I know. I guess I could have asked that. It reminds me of when my daughter, who's a teenager, she'll meet someone. I'll say, well, what school do they go to? You know, I don't know.
I know.
That's
a fun part about having Facebook, because when you introduce yourself, you know, you can always go into that. Mm-hmm. And then it's there. It's not just like flitting past.
Yeah. Hey, Tal. Hi, Carla. Gina. Everyone's back. Okay. I'll give everyone. Okay. We have a minute and a half or 2 minutes. So we're going to make it count. Hopefully you got to hear a little bit from each other and also crystallize a few things. So what I'm going to invite you to do right now is to set an intention for this year for you. Not a should intention, right? But a real heart-led, meaningful to you. What is it that you really, really want? Right? The deepest reason why you are here. And take a moment, and however it feels important to set it, set it. It might be closing your eyes and breathing it into your heart or your belly. It might be writing it down and putting your hand on the paper, but take a moment and really set this intention. And by these acts and by our intentions, we name this space over this next year safe and sacred. May this be a safe space for us to be truly ourselves and to show up to create what we want. May this be a sacred space of learning and experimentation and messiness and respect and mutual support. Together, we are a living, breathing circle of transformation and impact in the world. I am so thrilled that each one of you is here. It makes my heart so happy to see each one of you. I cannot wait. We're officially started, but I cannot wait for our first retreat, which is coming very soon. We'll get into the Facebook group also and all the things. So we're at time. And I'll see you in a little bit, and I'm going to turn off the recording, but if you want to hang on, if there's anything that you want to share or ask me, I'm here. Let me know. Sending you all lots of love.
Thank you, Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. Hi, just wanted to say hi, and I'm so excited.
Dude, it's so good to see you. I'm so glad that you're here.
Yes, yes, yes. And just in terms of when you were saying how best we want to participate in having things in the calendar, all the dates, is that now in the Embody program?
Yeah, it's all in the member center. It's been there for a bit. You should have gotten an email, but I know you get so many emails from me. You may have missed it, but everything is there in the member center.
Okay, I'll do that then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Cynthia.
Joanna, hi. I'm so happy to be here. And I just want to say that I'm not able to attend the July retreat, as I'm going to be on a singing retreat in California.
I love it. I'm so, so glad.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
So glad. Well, yeah. You'll have the recording. I just, as you just said that, that image of you standing up at our shadow retreat, like expanding, just flashed into my mind. I'm so excited to see what's gonna come of it. And you'll have the recording for yourself.
I just have to say one more thing. I'm leading a women's singing circle tomorrow in person in my community. So I'm doing it.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you everyone for celebrating. And I'll see you soon.
Yeah. See you soon.
Bye.
Anyone else need anything or have any questions?
Just thank you so much, Joanna, for this opportunity.
Of course. So, so happy and excited. All right. I'm sending you all so much love. I'll see you really soon. Bye.